first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Laws do change. Years ago, Bruce Scott witnessed in court a prelude to today's mores.
I was about to walk to the front of the courtroom to stand next to the man standing before a judge. He was pleading for compassion. He had been cited for having a small amount of marijuana he used to calm the voices. I've been diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic, and marijuana, which I get legally, is the only substance that keeps me alive and relatively sane. The judge insisted there was a $500 fine. I don't have the money. My home is being foreclosed. I can't make my child support payments. My job ended. I can't do it. The judge insisted the law was the law. He suggested counseling. I'm already in the mental health system, Your Honor. I just can't keep coming back here. The judge paused. He quoted the law one more time. It was here that I was about to get up and speak for this person, to stand with him. In one last plea, the man spoke for himself. If I go home now, Your Honor, I won't come back. I would rather be dead than feel all this pain in my life, and then because of this medicine I'm being punished. There's nothing left for me, Your Honor. I place my life at your mercy. The judge was silent. A voice in me said, go to him. My body said, sit. I wondered what would happen. Minutes passed. I do not have the authority to do this, the judge said, breaking the silence, but I will waive the fine, and you are free to go. Tears flowed in the courtroom. The man bowed and left.
Bruce Scott was a longtime family therapist in Santa Cruz. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.